I've known Mohan doing this work at least for about 15 years. He's got a team of about 10 volunteers, and he and Kathy, of course, are well known. They've been doing good work. His NGO is one of the very few, if not the only one, which takes in very sick, very old animals, which are not likely to be rehomed. And they, ALL, Animal Lovers League, also does not believe in euthanasia. So the animals are cared for until the end of their lives. Obviously, this means that the costs of care are very high. So you can see what the issues are. Animal Lovers League, ALL, will need a very strong brand, very strong marketing, to try and persuade people to contribute to the running of the NGO. They've tried, but I understand they did not manage to raise enough funds, and they've had funding challenges after COVID. So Mohan and his team, they have very good intentions, very good hearts. People in this field know them. They know what kind of people they are. But you've got to look at their effort in the broader aspects. You know, they want certain aims. They want to achieve those aims. But they need the funds, and the fundraising efforts have not been very successful. And that's why they are in this situation.
What's the future plan for the animals that are under ALL care at the moment?
We're trying to get them rehomed and eventually downsize our operations. Downsize the operation that we have lesser animals look after, and then like that, then CV, no-kill shelter, right? So based on that, right, we let natural attrition take its place. So afterwards, when numbers go down, we're not taking any more animals now. We've taken everything, from injured animals to abandoned animals, lost animals, strays. We take all of them, look after them, bring them to sheep, and then if they can be rehomed, we keep them, we let them be, otherwise they stay with us. For the longest time that's been happening, we've been doing this for almost 3 decades now, or even more, even before the shelter started. We've been catching animals, sterilizing them, rescuing them. We have done more animals than a hair in my head, you know, that kind of thing. So, one of those things. So now the pitch has come to shove, so we have to find a way to get the animals safe first, before everything else matters. Then we're working on a financial plan, which just now the minister mentioned. We can work on that and draw a plan by we can talk about sustainability as well as how we can appease, as well as the situation we're in now.
Most of the funds that we have received goes to medical funds. And I mean, the way we feel, if you want to take the trouble to save them, you have to see them through.
So that was very overwhelming, like you said.
Just put them down because they were sick. Because they may stand a better chance up there and they come into our place. So that's our thinking, you know, we see through.